How much personal experience have you had with a veteran? How often have you been able to see them in their day-to-day life post-war? I've known many veterans in my lifetime. I am disabled, and the presence of veterans is important to me and others like me because veterans have offered their lives in service and sacrifice. They often come home with disabilities and will have those disabilities for the rest of their life, but they refuse to let these disabilities prevent them from living their life to the fullest, therefore continuing to serve and be courageous. I know from experience that the veterans inspire children with disabilities and from their sacrifices provides us with medical innovations for the lives of disabled children. I love watching and playing many sports, but regular sports have never been an option for me. I have cerebral palsy, which keeps me from running down the soccer field, standing to hit a baseball, and ice skating. But I learned about a sport called sled hockey, which is an activity for children with disabilities and for veterans injured in battle. I first played with the Wounded Warriors when I was 6 years old, and they gave me the game puck afterwards. They were friendly, independent, and strong. They didn't feel sorry for themselves and worked hard to be independent. This inspired and encouraged me to do the same in my life. A teenage friend of mine named Sam, who was on my sled hockey team and had cancer, and doctors suggested amputation. He didn't want to amputate his leg, but after seeing how the Wounded Warriors functioned with their prosthetics and talking with the veterans at a sled hockey tournament, he chose to have his leg amputated. Now my teammate has a prosthetic leg. He's no longer sick and is trying out for the USA Paralympic sled hockey team. Due to the veterans' motivation and witness, Sam's life was changed to the point where he was able to be independent and be free. Due to my cerebral palsy, I had an intense surgery last summer. After a long recovery, I heard all about my friends starting to drive. I wanted to drive and be independent too. I never thought driving was even a possibility until I spoke to Jesse, a disabled veteran who used hand controls to drive. Now, because of his encouragement, I'm able to use hand controls and drive myself to school. A veteran turned what I thought was out of the question into reality. My classmates could not comprehend that I was able to drive myself to school. They were in shock. Jesse helped me to be courageous and strive to be independent. Since he had experience with hand controls, he recommended which ones I should use based on how he saw me moving my body. He also helped me design a new wheelchair that is lighter, so I can now lift it into the car on my own. If it were not for disabled veterans giving courage to my friend to amputate his leg, he would continue to have pain and infection in his leg. Because of the veteran I met, I gained the courage to learn how to drive a hand-controlled car and develop greater independence. Not only have I gained greater independence in my life from the veterans, from their inspiration, but also our country has lifted up our veterans' actions. We as Americans can enjoy freedoms of religion and freedom of speech. We must never forget sacrifice they made for our freedom. Because of veterans that I know and what they have done for me, days like Veterans Day, Memorial Day, and the 4th of July have taken a whole new meaning. As time has gone on, the United States has rapidly improved medical innovations. This is in large part because of all the injuries to our veterans. Wheelchairs are much higher quality, more agile. Orthotics for limbs are made with lighter and more breathable materials. Track chairs, which is an all-terrain chair, were also created for injured veterans coming home from the war. I have one of these, and it is amazing. I nicknamed it the Tank because it has tread track wheels that can go in snow, mud, sand, or even over stumps and curbs. The veterans and others with disabilities are given a sense of freedom again. They can move around, feel free, and enjoy things they never thought possible. I've been so fortunate to feel the direct impact veterans have made in my life, helping me to become independent and do things I never thought I'd be able to do. But every American has experienced the impact of veterans greater than the ability to move around more easily. When I'm driving to a friend's house or to a family event, when I go to a place of worship and can worship freely with my family, and when I turn 18 in 2024 and have the freedom to vote in our presidential election. And for all these things, I have a veteran to thank. Therefore, we should always remember their sacrifice, never take it for granted, and be thankful for every moment in our lives for the freedoms and independence they have secured for us.